The New Channel. The New Channel. Hashtag TNC Now.
The views, opinions, and insights expressed in the following shows are those of the host, producers, guests, and viewers. They do not necessarily reflect the position of the channel. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello and welcome to the New Channel. Our passion transforms a community that sees all things new. I'm Alpha Sanford and I'm streaming live from Boston, Massachusetts. Good morning, good evening, mabuhay. You're watching Once a Teacher, Always a Teacher, Season 1, Episode 11. Everybody, it's me, and welcome to this wonderful morning. Just a few minutes ago here in Boston, Massachusetts, there are lots of flurries out there. It's beautiful. I'm sure wherever you are in this part of the world, it's beautiful. And I'm sure this episode is going to be one wonderful episode that's going to make your heart really filled with joy. So I can't wait. But first, I just want to let you know I'm okay, all right? You can hear me with my voice like this. I've been sick the last few days, actually almost the entire week. I've been testing negative, and my PCR result came in negative yesterday. But just like what they said, the show must go on. We're here and I'm here to be with you all, and hopefully for today's show, you will learn a lot from our guest. You know why today is a special episode? It's because we are going to have who we name as the TikTok Teacher King of Las Vegas. I heard that the TNC show has never had a live TikTok show ever before. So here on Once a Teacher, Always a Teacher, we're going to do that later on. So stay tuned. All right. So wherever you are in the world, I'd love for you to please plug in your name on the comment section. Tell us your location, where you are, and maybe later on, we are going to say hi and hello to all of you. All right. I know that there's a lot of you watching in the Philippines right now, and I do appreciate that. I know a lot of you are also watching from Nevada and all around Asia. So thank you for supporting us. All right. Are you ready? Teachers, leaders, principals, to really get to know our guest today. You are? All right, awesome. Before we do that, I'm going to ask you, those who are watching in English, please turn on the script so that as we switch from one language, English language, to Tagalog, or maybe Ilocano to our dialect, you'll be able to instantly catch up and really figure out what we are talking about in English. Because throughout this one, we will be having fun and we will be switching off from one language to the other. All right. So to get it all up, I want you all to know who is this TikTok teacher king of Las Vegas. All right, Derek, please bring on one of his most loved and most famous TikTok episode. Here we go.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Mm-hmm.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Everybody know.
Head, shoulders, knees.
Turn around and bend.
All right, I'm going like this and really trying to, dance with it. So why don't we bring in Teacher Edmond Miguel. Come on in.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Manang Alpha.
Good morning, Teacher Edmond. Good seeing you here. Just watching your TikTok dance really like made me go like this. So anyhow, yeah, thank you for being with us today. How are you?
I'm doing great. I know it's so crazy because of what's happening in our environment, the pandemic, everyone is sick, but I hope everyone is well and healthy, and I'm doing very well too.
That's wonderful. So I heard that you've been a special education teacher at the Clark County School District for the last 5 years.
Yes, that's right, Alpha.
Yeah, so tell us about your job as a special education teacher over there in Las Vegas.
Okay, so I'm a special education teacher here at Las Vegas, Nevada. So I'm my program is life skills. Mm-hmm. So I'm teaching kids with special needs, most of them have intellectual disability, Down syndrome, and most of them are nonverbal. So I really do have some challenging kids also.
Okay, how many students do you have in your classroom, Teacher Edmond?
So right now I have 8 kids, very wonderful and very lovable kids. I have them for this past years, and every one of them is really, really great.
Great. So I mentioned earlier, you've been with the Clark County School District for the last 5 years, right? So yeah. Before coming to the U.S., where did you teach?
Okay. At first, before, I was teaching at Payatas B Elementary School.
Yay, shout out.
Yeah, shout out to our Payatas B Elementary School teachers right there. I teach there for about 8 years. Before coming here to United States. In the Philippines, I also I teach 3rd and 6th grade before I switched in teaching special education there too in Payatas B. So I'm handling intellectual disability students over there. Mm-hmm. And I have most of my kids, I have like 13 to 15 kids who are ranging from 10 to 18 years old.
Wow. So how long did you teach over at Payatas B?
I teach there about 8 years.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've been teaching for almost, 13 years right now. So I've been in the teaching field for 13 years.
You are a seasoned teacher, Teacher Edmond. Do you feel like it?
Yes, yeah. I do really love teaching, especially when I before I'm teaching gen ed classes, and then eventually I switched to teaching special ed because some of my friends and colleagues and also my former principal, they encouraged me to teach special ed because we have very limited teachers who are teaching special ed also back in the Philippines.
Okay, so how did you become a sped teacher? Was it through that principal? Tell us your story, because you were teaching in Payatas.
Yeah, well, before we only have like 5 special ed teachers.
Okay.
So the population in sped in the in Payatas grows very fast. So they encouraged me to switch teaching special ed. And at first, I was very hesitant because in teaching this kind of population, you have to really have that very long patience and you have to have the skills to really, you know, to really educate them or to teach these kids. So at first, I was very hesitant, but because of their encouragement, they saw that I can teach this kind of kids. So I eventually teach them. I eventually switch to SPED. And in the Philippines, you are not allowed to teach SPED if you don't have masters. Mm-hmm. So my bachelor was math. So before teaching SPED, I took my master's degree in special education in Iris.
Mm-hmm.
So I took that master's of education major in special education in Iris, or it is among Eulogio Amang Rodriguez Institute of Science and Technology.
Wow. Oh my gosh, Teacher Edmond. Napaka-inspiring naman to really hear about your journey from being a public school teacher in the Philippines. And now, you know, you are a special education teacher here in the U.S. So for our viewers naman who are thinking about coming to the United States to teach, and, you know, we're not encouraging brain drain here, but for those who really want to find out, paano ka naman napadpad sa Clark County School District? Tell us your journey. How did you come here?
My journey in coming to United States, at first, very hesitant din ako to apply abroad because of, you know, financial, and also there are some agencies who are illegal. But when coming to United States, I researched first. I did my research, especially in getting on applying for this agency who are licensed to send teachers to the United States. So eventually I found this agency, which is Petrofil.
Okay.
And now I think it's called Foreign Cultural Exchange Consultants.
Okay, so take note, ha? Okay, take note, mga special education teachers. It's not a promotion, but think about the process. All right.
Yeah, so I found some of my friends who were eventually went here under their agency. So I was like, okay, let me try this. And because the special education in the in the Philippines is very, we can say it's very limited. So I just want to broaden my knowledge also in special education. So when I'm currently doing my master's, I was like, okay, we're following what the United States have been doing on their education, especially in special ed. So I tried my luck. I tried my guts to, you know, to apply to a special education teaching position here in the United States. At first, medyo mahirap. Because you have to undergo with interviews. So there are times wherein you fail the interview, but, you know, eventually researching, practicing, and also learning more about the SPED. Then eventually I was accepted to teach here in Clark County School District.
That's great. So, kwentuhan ulit kami. How long was the process in terms of, you know, applying with the agency and then the time that you arrive here? How long was that?
I sent my resume, I sent my documents, especially the TOR, the transcript of record, your intent, your resume, to the agency. So at first they will see your papers, and then they will review it. And if you're qualified to be on that district or to teach here in the United States, they will give you a call. So I send my resume around October, and then I get an email from them that you can have your interview scheduled for January to March.
Okay.
Yeah, and then so about January to February to March, I have some interviews already. Some are failed, but I never stop from them. So from that failure. So I really did my best to get on these interviews. Mm-hmm. And by March, I was able to get the position to teach here in Las Vegas in CCSD.
Wow.
So usually, the principals and other teachers or superintendents, they usually go to the Philippines to interview. So that was before pandemic. And I don't know right now, I think they're doing still the virtual interviews. So it's a good thing that, you know, just try your best.
That's true. And again, you know, I'm not promoting any brain drains from the Philippines because we've got really talented teachers in the Philippines. But we know for a fact that here in the United States, especially in major cities like Boston, Las Vegas, New York City, you know, all of those big cities, we are in need of like special education teachers. So this could be a win-win situation for anybody who wants to try their luck and really expand their knowledge in teaching special education, right? So once that process went through and you came here in the United States, I'd love to hear from you, Teacher Edmond. How was your journey on your very first few days after you arrive in Las Vegas, and particularly after you got into your classroom? How was that? Tell us about it.
So for that, I arrived here in United States August 2017.
Okay.
So that was 5 years ago. So that's that is the first day that I arrived here. And at first, I was afraid. Usually, that's the first experience that you will get, that you're afraid because you were in a foreign country.
Okay.
You don't have anyone, you don't know anyone, anybody. So just have the courage to, you know, to blend with the culture, with the environment, or with the people in your country, wherever you are. So at first, I got too excited also, especially because when I arrived here, my principal even went to my house. Welcome me. And
nice.
It's a pleasure to, you know, this principals really got time to meet with you. And if you have a very supportive admin, your first year will be very, very good because all the support, especially they know that you came from a different country, so you sometimes you get homesick. sometimes you get afraid, but with their guidance, with their support, malalagpasan mo lahat ng mga challenges na maring tahakin mo or ma-meet mo along the way while you are here in the United States. When I get first in my classroom, it was there, like,
Okay, wala talaga.
Because I think everyone in the classroom here in the United States, they took off all the stuff every end of the year. So at first I got like very, very afraid on how to make this classroom very wonderful for my kids. So because of our resources, we have limited resources, so I have to go to store to buy your decoration, use Amazon. That's the first thing that I did. I get to Amazon, buy my stuff, buy my teaching materials, and everything, so that at least when your first day or when the kids come into your class, it will be very, very beautiful, and the kids will be excited to go to your classroom every day.
That's amazing. So, takot na takot ka, Teacher Edmond, when you first arrived in Las Vegas. So, how did you, paano mo naman na overcome ang takot mo?
Na overcome ko yun. I think the very best thing to do is to blend in with your environment, especially with your school environment. So
because blending gonna, talaga.
You blending. Have to blend with them, you have to communicate with them. You have an open communication with your principals and with your SIF or the special education instructional facilitator. Mm-hmm. So that it will be very beautiful to be be on the stay on your school. So
yeah.
They are very supportive. Teachers here in the United States are very supportive. They are very friendly. Mm-hmm. At makikita naman na if you're struggling, they will really lend a hand to help you. Especially before I have my classroom very bare. So they give you materials also to share their materials, their resources, their lesson plans, so that it will help you along to your school.
That's wonderful. So how was the culture and environment when you first got there? How was it different naman from what you were used to? Tapos bigyan na lang, woo! So tell us about that.
In teaching culture, it's very different on how we deal with it in the Philippines. So the way you teach, the way you discipline the students, it's very different on how we do it in the Philippines. So that it helps me a lot, especially when your principals, they will send you to trainings, they will send you to different trainings, especially with for local, with behaviors, with dealing behaviors. They will send you to CPI trainings or what we call the crisis response intervention. So the trainings here in United States are very, very useful and helpful. And even you get paid if you attend the trainings.
Aba, in the Philippines.
Usually we pay for the trainings to attend the training in the Philippines, but here you are getting paid, and also these trainings are really helpful because they will give you materials, they will give you the equipments in implementing the lesson plans, the curriculum. And also lesson planning here in the United States is really nice because they will give you ready-made lesson plans, because in the Philippines we were used to writing them, like every day you write them on a notebook
before
you go to teach at school. Here in the United States, it's all in a system. We have the curriculum engine where you put your lesson plans, and there are lesson plans and curriculums that are made for, especially for our kind of population, our special education teachers, to meet the needs of our special students' needs.
Mm-hmm. Ang galing. So it's like everything is, it went from being manual, and now everything is like automatic, or you have a lot of systems already in place.
Yeah, they are very systematic. Like there's a system that you can just use and to implement it to your students. So the resources are very handy, very accessible here in the United States.
That's great. All right, I'm sure this is like the million-dollar question that everybody wants to ask. Kung okay lang ba sa'yo, Teacher Edmond, to share yung salary mo as a teacher, as a special education teacher dyan sa Clark County in comparison sa salary mo when you were a teacher in the Philippines. Okay lang ba?
Yes, definitely. I can share that in the Philippines, you start your salary around 20,000 to 25,000 pesos, which is, if you're gonna convert that to a dollar, it's gonna be 400 to 500 US dollars. Here in the United States, I'm earning 3,500 to $4,000 per month. So that's like 8 times higher than what we are getting salary from the Philippines.
Ang galing. So si Teacher Edmond po went from about $400 a month salary as a teacher in the Philippines to now about $3,500 to $4,000 every single month as a special teacher sa Las Vegas. Ang galing. Was that a life changing for you, or how does that feel?
For me, it's a life changing because you earn more, you save more. Okay. And I think it depends also on the cost of living where you stay here in the United States. Here in Las Vegas, the cost of living is very, very nice. So I was able to send money to my family back then. And especially, ang importante siguro is to have an investment of your own while you are young. So at least right now, I can say I have my own house. Back in the Philippines, I was able to buy my own house there.
Wow. And also
give much to my parents also and to my family.
Oh, give much, huh? Emphasis on give much. Yes. Wow, ang galing, Teacher Edmond. What an inspiring story from, a public school teacher in the Philippines, nakipagsabak, and now, you're in the United States teaching students with special needs. And not only that, I also heard that not only are you the king of TikTok, but also the king of Donors Choose. Tell us what's Donor Choose sa mga hindi nakakaalam, and what is this? And why is that important for a special education teacher to know?
I think not only special education, but all teachers, especially those new. I came from nung una nahirapan din akong mag-gather ng resources. I pay for my own money to buy stuff or to buy materials for my students. But with Donors Choose, this is a good venue to get materials to start up for your classroom, because there's a lot of generous people around there that usually we don't know them. We don't know them personally, but they are very willing to help teachers. So a Donors Juice is a good venue to post your school projects, your classroom projects, and especially we are doing this all for our students. So we just want to give them the best education, the best materials that they can have and enjoy their learning in your classroom.
Wow. And you mentioned that, you know, you also help new teachers set up their Donors Choose, their Amazon wish list. Grabe, you're teaching and mentoring new teachers now.
Yes, I usually do that also to help them because I came from, I know the feeling of a new teacher. So especially these new teachers also have those takot din sila. So takot din sila. So just to make them feel safe, just to make them feel prepared, so that at least, because if you help them, you are also helping their students.
That's right. That's right. So now, like fast forward, 5 years later, you've been teaching in a self-contained classroom at the Clark County School District with about how many? 8 students, sometimes 12, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you teach about, you know, third graders to fifth graders, right?
Yes.
So aside from being an instructional teacher, what else do you do besides teaching as a special education teacher?
Oh, as a special education teacher, we also do write our IEPs. So our IEPs is a very, it's a legal document here in the United States. It's a legal document for our special education students.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to learn how to write them, how to implement. And not only that, you do the IEP meetings. We do the IEP meetings, you gather the present levels. In gathering the present levels, we use Core Phonics, KDA, Brigands, and also we're using, in our program, we're using Unique Learning System, or the ULS. So with these materials, you get the present level of your students, and you have to write goals and benchmark for them for a year. And also, we have some related services also. Because in the Philippines, I think we're very all around, but here in United States, there are psychologists, there are speech pathologists, occupational therapies, and also physical therapies. So they do have their own job to do regarding with your students also. In the Philippines, these are all like private entities. They are outside from our school. So it's very limited. Our resources in the Philippines in dealing with special need kids is very limited. So that thing is a great knowledge for me when I went here to teach special kids here in CCSD.
Hiling. So kumbaga, you were well-trained, well-rounded in the Philippines because you acted as the school psychologist, the school counselor, the speech and language pathologist, the OT, the PT, you name it. Minsan, ikaw pa nga ang janitor and things like that.
Yes, yes.
Or, right, ikaw pa ang donor, right?
Yes.
But here, you know, aside from being the teacher of the students, you write the IEP, but in collaboration with all the different related service providers, right?
Yes.
So how is it like in terms of the IEP writing and conducting IEPs here in the United States as in comparison to doing that in the Philippines?
Here in the United States, we have a internet-based writing IEP. We have the Infinite Campus. That's what we call here in CCSD. In the Philippines, we just do write them on a paper.
Oh my goodness.
Without this kind of system. But here, we have it on an online platform wherein all the informations are already written. You just have to write them, put your present levels, put the objectives and benchmarks that is needed by the student.
Wow. Teacher Edmond, we can continue to talk and talk, but I want to take a pause kasi napakadami na ng mga viewers mo. And let's see. Ang dami-dami and they're very inspired. Look at this. Cora Sawyer, congrats. God bless. Oh my gosh. Who would not be inspired? Gideon Aranas, very inspiring stories. Keep it up, Sir Edmond Miguel. That's awesome. Ano pa? Let's see. Mendoza Trinidad. Anak,
yeah, my, that's my mom.
Oh my gosh. Hi, my hello.
My mom in the Philippines is also watching.
That's wonderful. Lenny Anover, sincere. Good for you, Ed, that you have ready made it up. That's awesome. All right. Christine Bacaltos, go Edmond M. Miguel Jr. Oh, ang galing, right? Let's see, Manilyn Mengote Omada. Hello, Sir Edmond.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, oh my goodness. All right, let's take two more. Jeanette Boyson Fitzgerald. Congrats, Edmond. Love this.
Yeah, Miss Jeanette is one of my SIF, my special education instructional facilitator. So help here in the United States are very abundant. So marami talagang tutulong sa'yo if you have a hard time in doing those stuff. So I think for you to be successful here in the United States, you need to have that open communication for all your admin, for your co-teachers, colleagues, and also to parents. Parents is also one of the biggest, I think, contributor to be successful as a special education teacher, because you collaborate with them, especially to not only these kids to be successful in your classroom, but also to be successful also at their home and also to the community.
That's wonderful. One last question, Teacher Edmond, before we take a break. How do you teach students during this pandemic? Siguro, you know, a few pointers that you can tell to our teachers in the Philippines. You know, how are you teaching sa Las Vegas the last year and a half during the pandemic?
We also went to virtual, but okay, right now we're doing it face-to-face here in United, in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I think the best thing is to know better your student, know their weaknesses and strength, know your students very well, their interest, because especially in dealing with their behaviors, usually we do token boards wherein they earn for their preferred toys, their preferred, so that they can work on for something that you need to work in with them. So usually they're going to give you a lot of strategies so that you can be successful in teaching these kinds of population of students. Dealing with behaviors also is the best, is the an important thing to work on with your kids, because if they have behaviors, you cannot teach them. So you need to work with correcting their behaviors first before doing academics or social skills or communication with the students.
Okay, take note, teachers, sa mga sinabi ni Teacher Edmond. All right, bago tayo mag-break, I want to encourage everyone who is watching, if you want Teacher Edmond to go live and do a TikTok dance, or maybe two, I want you all to please put a yes, and let's get it up. I want to see a lot of yes. If we can get to about 50 yeses, magti-TikTok yan. si Teacher Edmond. All right? But let's take a quick break, and I'm going to be monitoring the comments. If you want Teacher Edmond Miguel to do a TikTok dance later on, put your yes. All right? See you in a bit. Live stream platform of online shows for people on the go. Please watch our shows as seen on screen. Imagine having your own show, your own playlist, your own content, but we make it easier for you. TNC aims to transform the lives of our viewers through engaging, authentic, and original content. Our vision is to become a global 24/7 live stream channel that showcases Filipino talent, global influencers, cultural intelligence, and ingenuity. Please continue to watch Once a Teacher, Always a Teacher on selected Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can watch live or on replay via Facebook or YouTube. Follow us on IG. Listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just search hashtag TNC Now. And for sponsorships, please email now@thenewchannel.com or send us a DM. Enjoy these life-changing shows because we made them for you. All right, we are back. And I was saying that, folks, I feel like, oh my gosh, my voice. I miss my voice. But it is what it is, right? We are in the middle of an Omicron surge, and everybody deals and is affected by it very well. And for those of you who've been sick, I'm praying for your fast recovery. I am thinking of all of you and may we all heal and recover faster. All right. Speaking of recovering, have we recovered from our request earlier? How many yes have we seen so far? So far, let me do a quick count. We only have just about 20 yeses. Oh my. We can't have Teacher Edmund do a yes or a TikTok dance with only 20 yeses. I want to see more yeses before we bring him in and really talking about, you know, special education, instruction and things like that. And before he does TikTok dance. So let's see more yes, more yes. Bring it on, folks. I'm counting. Bring it on. All right. More yes, yes. All right. Let's go. All right. Keep on, folks. We will be counting until it gets to 50. All right. So while you are all putting in your yes, let's bring on Teacher Edmund back. Teacher Edmund, come back in.
I'm back.
Oh my gosh, Teacher Edmund, you've got a ton of fans. And I'm sure, look at all of these. They want you to dance TikTok, right? Because you are the TikTok king, the king of TikTok among teachers in Las Vegas. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. All right, so before we do that, and as people put in their yes for that request, what's your advice for new teachers?
My advice for new teachers is, first, open communication. That, okay. Of course, especially for your admin, for your principal, for your co-teachers, colleagues, and also for your facilitators. By this way, magiging successful lahat ng magkakaroon ng solution ang iyong problema. Usually kasi tayo as a Pinoy, we tend to keep our problems to ourselves. But if you open it to them, they are very willing to help you. They are very willing to share their knowledge, their expertise, so that that problem will be solved quickly. And you're not gonna have a burden for the entire school year as you stay in your school. And also, I can say you need to have dedication, okay, passion, and love for what you're doing. For if you love your work, your work will love you too. So, kailangan lang, ano lang, mahal natin yung ginagawa natin kasi if you love what you're doing, it will reflect to what you've been sharing to your students. Kasi our students with special needs, they are very gold. So we need to take care of them. So if you take care of yourself, then it will show also how it will reflect to your students. And the dedication for them, if you love your students also, it will follow along. You're not gonna have a problem on dealing with behaviors. They will enjoy your classroom. They will enjoy your class. They will enjoy going to school, and they'll be happy.
So love talaga. I'm sorry. Love what you do, and everything else will follow. Awesome. Right. So ano naman ang advice mo, Teacher Edmund, to special education teachers and all the teachers out there who may be feeling stressed out, medyo nabuburnout na sila kasi ang daming-daming mga papel, ang daming-daming mga IEPs na isusulat, and yung mga behavior ng mga bata, because you know they've been out for a few months, at least here in the United States they were out for a few months, right? But in the Philippines, I heard, you know, they've been back in the school in a very limited time, or may mga iba, they have not been back. So how do you think, or what is your advice to the teachers who are feeling burnt out or stressed out?
So para sa akin, if they feel burnt out, I always tell them, find a time for yourself to enjoy also. Take a break. If you feel that all is going down on you, just take a deep breath. Take a moment to evaluate yourself, and also take a just a break for do what you like to do. Especially for me, I love doing TikToks.
Yay!
If I'm stressed out, I just do it on the dance. Para naman, you know, ma-release lang yung bad energy. So I just want to relax a little bit, do the dancing. And especially it helps me also because at the same time, you're doing your exercise.
That's so true.
Yeah. Just take time for yourself. Eat healthy. And I think we can say also pray that you need to, you know, because we are Filipinos are very, we always pray to our God, and that will also help you.
That's wonderful. And in the previous episodes of Once a Teacher, Always a Teacher, we have had a few wonderful guests who have also talked about de-stressing, meditation, yoga, and a lot of like different strategies to help teachers who are burnt out. But in your case, I love that you use TikTok and you dance, and I heard you also sing, you know, as a way of stressing. And I also heard Teacher Edmond, actually not heard, but I've noticed it, napaka japorm small. So I think you need to do a TikTok dance right now and really show to the world how you dance to really deal with all this stressors, right? So tingnan natin, how many comments we have right now? Oh my gosh, ang dami. All right, so I think it's by request, magti-TikTok ka na, Teacher Edmond, and show to the world how you use this to de-stress. So are you ready, Teacher Edmond?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yay! Okay, let's watch Teacher Edmond do a TikTok dance.
Okay, pasensya na po.
Thank you.
Noise, noise, the sun goes down on my side of town. That lonesome feeling comes to my door. The world turns. Run down bar.
Ay, nabitin
Thank
ako!
Thank you so much!
Nabitin naman ako, Teacher Edmond! Pwede isa pa? Please?
Isa pa? Okay, I'll do one more.
Or maybe dalawa pa? Okay, isa pa, Teacher Edmond! Oh my gosh! Super nakakapit.
Okay, one more!
One more!
If I was you, I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. If I was you, I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me too. I'd wanna be me. If I
just go, nabitin na naman ako, Teacher Edmond. How about this? We do an easy one. For the third time, ikaw magti-TikTok. I don't know to do TikTok, right? So I'll do TikTok with you. I will follow you.
Okay, let's do one of my favorite TikTok.
Okay, yung ano lang,
you can do also share with your students because we usually sing this one.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, my first TikTok live. All right.
Okay. Let's do the head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Okay. Let's do
okay.
it.
Okay. Let's go, Manang Alpha.
Let's go. Let's do it. Wait lang. Let me get myself ready. Okay. Sige, dito na lang ako. So, all right, ready? Dito na lang ako. Huwag na lang ako mag-
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Everybody know.
Head, shoulders, knees.
Turn around and bang.
Hindi ko na kaya yan.
Shoulders, knees, and toes. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Everybody know.
Head, shoulders, knees.
Turn around and bang.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Oh, wow. So talaga, TikTok can really make you feel better.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, Teacher Edmond. And thank you so much for doing those three TikTok. What a great surprise. Napakagaling. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, sa mga fans mo who would want to continue to follow you, where can they find you? Ah, tsaka yung bosses ko is coming back now. So, where can the fans follow you, Teacher Edmond?
Oh, they can follow me on my Facebook account, Edmond Miguel Jr.
Okay.
I have also Instagram, Edmond Miguel Jr. I have also Twitter. Twitter is very useful to me because that's where I get usually my donors. There's a lot of generous donors in Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
That's Edmond Miguel or Mark Mariner 524. Mm-hmm. And also, if you want to watch my TikTok videos, my dancing, usually makikita nyo nasa classroom ako niyan. So that's by the end of the day when you're already stressed out. I just took my TikTok and then in the morning, you get refreshed so you can give more to your kids. You're more energetic to teach them again.
Ang galing. I mean, I don't have TikTok, but doing just, just that one TikTok while I'm sitting down, I feel like, geez, maybe I should consider getting one TikTok account too. What do you think, Teacher Edmond?
Yeah, you have to, Manang Alpha. Get a TikTok.
And maybe I will appear in your TikTok account too. That's too funny, right? Yeah. All right. Are there any last words or do you have anyone else who you would like to do a shout out? And anything else that we forgot to mention?
I want to say hi to my assistant. Because here in the United States, we have SPTA or we have an instructional assistant who help us in teaching our students. So in the Philippines, we don't have them. And here, it makes your teaching easier because you have someone who help you to teach these kinds of students. We have SPTA or instructional assistant. So that's also a very helpful person in your classroom. And that makes our teaching more organized and who helps you also in teaching your students.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Anyone else?
I want to say hi to my admin, to my principal, Ms. Allison Pukornik. Miss Tika Epstein, and also Miss Francine Dykes, and my Sif, Miss Kami Marot, and all my special education teacher team at JT McWilliams Elementary School, and also to my friends out there in JT McWilliams Elementary School, to my colleagues in CCSD, Filipino J1 teachers. Kaya natin to.
Yay, yes, kaya yes. Po natin yan.
And also to all the Filipino teachers here in Las Vegas and not only in Las Vegas, but also around the United States. Hello to all my friends there out there.
That's awesome. Teacher Edmond, may nagre-request. More TikTok pa daw before you go. See, we have one more minute. What do you think? Do you want
one more?
One more daw. Okay.
Let's do one more.
One more. Oh my gosh, they love it.
I'll find one.
Sasagad natin lahat
para
to.
Para naubusan tayo ng ano ah. ng TikTok natin. Sige.
All right, thank you, teacher. Let's go. This is how you do it. Everybody move it. From the left to the right.
Yeah.
And with that, Teacher Edmond, we are signing off. Thank you, Teacher Edmond, for sharing your journey.
Thank you so much, Tanang Alpa.
Yeah, thank you, Edmond. And more power to you as a special education teacher. More power to all your dreams. And may you have more TikTok fans who's going to de-stress with you. So thank you, Edmond. And to all our viewers, thank you for your support. Please share this. For anyone who would want to learn more about the journey of becoming a special education here, and also to learn more about Teacher Edmond and how he does all of these things. All right, folks, till next Saturday.
Thank you so much to my family and friends.
Yay. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.